That was another two-day rooms. So you, what you would do is you would find that the building was divvied up. The rooms would be divvied up depending on the person's or groups of people's disability types or needs. It was just barren. So what you have to kind of imagine, this was an office from memory. I think this was the charge nurse's office.
Mm.
Yep. Just having a flashback of the charge nursey. Yeah. This was a day room. The room on the other side was like a day room.
Yeah.
There's a day room out here. But so the building would be broken up into, people would be, depending on, you know, if you had people with more significant needs who were incontinent, might be stuck out in the back room,
yeah,
you know, in that particular room. And then it might be certain males might be stuck in there. And then, I mean, it was just a...
This is just warehousing, isn't it?
It was just, look, and the only way, somebody sort of just asked me recently, you know, what was it like? And the only way you can explain working in an institution is it's just soul-destroying.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's just, you know, you just, it's just one, and I mean, I did it for, you know, for many years, but I mean, it is at the end of the day, it's soul-destroying. But that doesn't mean that they aren't, there isn't a sense of community in them as well. Mm. You know, many people that lived here would have probably in lots of ways have actually more freedom than they do now. They knew the local area, the local community, the site. They would wander, many had actual jobs that would actually, so some one woman, for example, that I know would go into a couple of different units and she would do the dishes each evening. She would come in and she would get paid to do the dishes at different places. And she would wander about and she'd chat to staff and chat to other people that lived here. And she knew that. And, you know, people would, as I said, go up the street. The shopkeepers knew them. The local community knew them. So that generally they were, you know, they were safe and that sort of stuff. But it doesn't come back to the fact that, you know, 12 hours is a long day for anyone. And there was very little in these rooms. Like, it's amazing. That bar, that would have been there for kids, I reckon, but that's been there forever and a day, and there was very little else in this room except some cruddy old vinyl chairs that go around the outside of the room. Same, I don't even, that one out there barely had any chairs in it. There were chairs out in this area here, but again, they're all like crappy old vinyl covered, you know, 1940s. There was no money. There's no money either to purchase anything decent.
Was it a swing?
Well, yeah, I think it must have been. But I think it must have been maybe when there were kids here.
Yeah.
And when I was here, there were adults.
Yeah.
The kids were actually lived on another unit up the top of the site that's now privately owned. It used to be called M Ward.
All I can remember is because of nutritional issues, most of the people that were here actually never really grew fully in stature.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah, it was fairly low simply because of that. I know one particular man, he had 3 visits to Royal Hubbard Hospital because of malnutrition.
Yeah, right.
Visually impaired, quite often would sleep under the table and didn't know it was meal time, so he'd miss out on his meal quite often. Yeah.
We've got to talk. Yeah, we'll keep moving.